today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals within reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postseason coverage for baseball begins here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Prophet. Blaine Burdick to my left and Seth Dawson back in studio. First matchup here loaded up on 92.1 KMZA. We got the Houlton Wildcats on the road taking on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Nemaha Central 13-9 on this season. They are the fifth seed host in this matchup as the Houlton Wildcats are the number 12 seed. The bottom seed here of one of the bottom seeds here of this tournament at 8-16. One of their actually highest win seasons since 2021 when they went 12-6 last year. Houlton going 6-18 overall. They finish of 5-15 in the Big East. Both these teams, Houlton and Nemaha Central, having a bit of history between each other. These two teams, they have played doubleheaders and back-to-back-to-back-to-back seasons. Nemaha Central, they have won 13 consecutive matchups here against this Houlton Wildcat team, dating back to 2019, for the last time that this Houlton team was able to crack a victory against Nemaha Central. They won 3-2. That was back on May 2nd, 2019. It was the game two of a doubleheader, but later on the season, Nemaha Central would then end the Houlton season back in 2019 in a 3-2 postseason victory. But again, this is a new year, 2026, looking to try to get to the state tournament. We'll go over starting lineups, a little more info here in a bit. We'll be back here on 92.1 KMZA. It's Houlton and Nemaha Central.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Hey, it's Reba from GM Bank. In towns like ours, home isn't just a place. At GM Bank, our home loans are more than a great product. They come with local service from folks who live right here. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, we're here to help you open the door. Local service, local decisions, local people who care. Call, stop by, or visit our online application portal. I look forward to opening doors with you soon. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to freshen things up this spring? Now's the time at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hiawatha Farm and Home. For a limited time, it's buy one, get one free on best look interior and exterior latex paints. That's double the paint for your next project, inside or out. Stock up and save, but hurry, this offer is only good May 14th through May 16th. Limit 10 gallons of equal or lesser value, so don't wait. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca or Hiawatha Farm and Home today and get more color for your money.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Credit Profit, Blaine Burdick, and Seth back in studio providing you baseball postseason coverage. We're down here in Seneca, Kansas, a beautiful day, 76 degrees, a 6-mile-per-hour wind breezing out of the northeast. It's a sunny day, and we got a quarterfinal matchup here at a regional. Nemaha Central hosting this matchup over Holton. Holton, the 12 seed, and Nemaha Central, the number 5. Winner of this matchup will move on to the quarterfinal matchup, or semifinal matchup, where they will either play Marhill Mount Academy or Pleasant Ridge High School. Two teams battling out from the Northeast Kansas League, but these are two teams familiar from the Big East. Let's go over starting lineups in today's action with Holton coming up here to bat first. The junior, Jared Abel, leads off the order, the shortstop. Cameron Wheeler in the second hole, the catcher, junior. Cade Kohlberg, designated hitter, junior. Caleb McCrory, the third baseman, senior. The sophomore, Grant Warner, playing first base. Cody Rodriguez, the sophomore second baseman. Ray, the sophomore right fielder. Corbin Fox, the left fielder, senior. And Cannon Sagenhagen, the sophomore center fielder. They're finding out the batting order. And then in the flex position, it'll be the senior, Cale Frazier, who will be pitching today for Holton. First pitch here, getting delivered from Schmitz. Camden Schmitz from Nemaha Central, first pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled. For strike one for Jared Abel. So again, Jared Abel, Cameron Wheeler, and Cade Colbert. Top three in the order here for Holton. Off the bat. This next pitch, fastball swung on out to the shortstop position. Snag, thrown on a rope to first, and that'll snag the out. That was Cable Heenick on the throw to Jack Mackey. Now to bat, Cameron Wheeler, catcher junior for Holton. First pitch to him, low to the right corner and out for ball one. One-oh count on Cameron Wheeler, the junior. Next pitch, fastball low, swung on, picked up, aired heading to the dugout side, and getting under it for the snag, but a drop. Jack Mackey, thankfully it was a foul for Nemaha Central, so that'll keep the batter in order. It's a 1-1 count now. That foul ball dropped from Jack Mackey. sun a little bit poking into his eyes. So 1-1, here's the pitch. Fastball high, and that'll go for ball two. Wheeler this season has played 20 games. This is his 69th plate appearance. On the 2-1, here's the pitch. Low and out for ball three. Now a 3-1 count. This season, 4.11 batting average, an OPS of 197. 3-1 count, keeping his stance in the back of the box. Here's the pitch, fastball. That one's just a little high on the soar. And that'll walk Cameron Wheeler. What could have been an easy out at first from Jack Mackey, not able to get the snag out of play. And that allows a runner to reach first on the walk. And a pinch runner has come in for Holton at first.
Living in chronic pain, pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, everybody, Seth here with you in studios. As again, we've got Crendon Prophet currently covering high school baseball tonight as Holton is at Nemaha Central here, an afternoon game here in the regionals. And unfortunately, a little technical difficulties trying to get Crendon back on. So if you can just hang with us, we'll try to get you back to high school baseball coverage coming up right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in the top of the first. As Holton cutoff spot where we lost the call. Holton had one runner on first base, one out, again in the top of the first in Seneca. So like I said, try to get Crendon back on here. We will take one more quick break, hopefully get Crendon back here any second and get you back to coverage of high school baseball here on 92.1 KMZA on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're still at the top of the first inning here, holding at bat. Swing and a miss by Cade McColberg. And that will end the top of the first here. Gone down swinging. We'll go to the bottom of the first down. Nemaha Central up the bat. It's still 0-0 here at 92.1 KMZA.
Easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're at the bottom of the first inning. Nemaha Central up to bat, going through their starting order here. It's Carter Stahlbaumer up going first, the sophomore second baseman, and Jack Mackey, the senior first baseman. Caleb Hienick, the shortstop junior. Levi Thomas, the junior catcher. Carter Hike, the center fielder senior. Jackson Haverkamp, the third baseman junior. Camden Schmidt, the pitcher senior. The junior Isaac Heinen, number 8 in the order, the designated hitter, and Charlie Rottinghouse, the left fielder senior, and the flex Mason Chulion, who is out in right field on the defensive side. Again, coming up here for Nemaha Central, it's Carter Stahlbaumer to lead off the top of the order. Fraser pitching for Nemaha Central. First pitch on outside for ball one. I'd like to apologize at the top of the first inning. The heat's kind of hot out here. It overloaded the phone line, and it cut us off air, so again, apologies for that. Move the phone line into shade now, so we should have no more issues for the rest of the broadcast. Again, pretty hot day, nearly 80 degrees, sunny, so just a 6-mile-per-hour wind. Carter Stahlbaumer here on the 1-0 count. Here's the pitch, fastball high and out, right corner for ball two. Carter Stahlbaumer here on a 1-1 count. This is, here is 84th plate appearance of the season. Next pitch, swung on, miss. It was a 2-2. Two balls, two strikes here on Stahlbaumer. Jack Mackey on deck in the hole, Caleb Hienick. On the 2-2, here's the pitch. Fastball down the middle, swung on, fouled out left. And it will remain to the 2-2. And Carter Stahlbaumer this season, batting average of .333, an OPS of .833, 23 hits on the season with 20 singles. Looking at himself on base on a 2-2 count. No batting gloves. Great bat. Here's the 2-2. Fastball, this one lifted out to left field. This one is going long, and it will go out of the park. A leadoff home run by Carter Stahlbaumer. Carter Stahlbaumer hitting his second home run of the season. The only player on the Nemaha Central team that has hit their second home run of the year, as the team has combined for now just 4 homers on the season. And as I mentioned, it's a beautiful day. It's a great day to have the bats hot. That one soared about .330 center left. And that produces the first hit First RBI in the first run of the game. All for Carter Stahlbaumer, the sophomore. Off the bat, Jack Mackey. Mackey, even with the bat, no batting gloves either. Or, excuse me. They're just more skin tone batting gloves. First pitch, low out for ball one. The old wooden bat. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-1 count now, and Jack Mackey. Again, Frazier on the bump right now, here for Holton, and this one gets away. It's a wild pitch, but no runners on base. Ball two, 2-1 now the count. Gale Frazier, that season, 11.1 innings, 3 games played. Next pitch swung on, way down center field. And Jack Mackey's got himself a single. Nemaw Central starts off on the hot note. But back-to-back hits, a home run and a single. Again, Frazier this season just getting his third game start. And it's a postseason matchup against this Nemaw Central team, a team in which Holton has lost 13 straight games to, dating back to 2019, which was a postseason loss. Against two teams, they have played in a doubleheader in every single season up to that point. Since that point, I should say. Enoch now off the bat will bunt it. It'll be snagged by the third baseman, McCrory. The throws to first, but the runner is safe. So a pop-up to the infield. Does no harm against Holton. Now reports the first out here in the bottom of the first. 1-0, Nemaha Central over Holton. Jack Mackey on first. Made by Thomas now off the bat in a cleanup spot. The junior catcher with the pencil bat. Batting on the left side. There's a fastball outside for ball one. One out count lead by Thomas. Carter Hike on deck. Here's the pitch. Change up. That clips it for strike one. Now 1-1 on Levi Thomas. Levi Thomas this season, 88 plate appearances. Batting 368 this year. And a throw to first. Runner safe. And Jack Mackey. That's Warner over at first base. Rodriguez at second. Abel at shortstop. McCrory up at third. Fox in left. Sagenhagen in center. Ray out right. And Frazier's pitching. And Wheeler's catching here for Holton. Next pitch. Fastball up and in. Out for ball two. 2-1 count. Mentioned on deck here, we got Carter Hike, one of the best players in all of Class 3A, especially when you talk football. Next pitch, change up, way outside. And now the count is 3-1 on Levi Thomas. One out, runner on first, bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch on the 3-1, low and out, same placement in the left corner. That's ball four, and Levi Thomas will head on over to first via the walk. Mackey will head to second, which is one out. A runner's in scoring position for Carter Hike. Carter Hike is a heavy hitter this season, and a pinch runner is going to come in here for Nemaha Central for Kendall Bergman. Will be the pinch runner to come in. So Bergman's here at first. Mackey's at second. Hike awaits his first pitch. Hike this season, he has drove in 17 RBIs, 25 hits, leads this team with 28 runs, 27 stolen bases, and a batting average of .431. If you talk about what it leads this team in the football season, well, he leads about every category there. That first pitch to him, fastball outside, opposite of the batter for ball one. Carter Hike, senior center fielder, even in high in the stance. Next fastball, up and out for ball two. Definitely a dangerous hitter to try to pitch to. 2-0 count, Hike, with a runner on first and second, with one out. Here's the next pitch. It is low and just under the zone for ball three. And Hike is on a 3-0 count. See if he greenlights himself here, one of the heavier hitters here in the Big East. And next pitch, change up that goes just outside the zone. That is a four-pitch walk on Carter Hike. And that is now back-to-back walks from Frazier. Jack Mackey is now on third. Levi Thomas is on second. Carter Hike's on first with only one out. Amos Central's right where they want to be here to start this game. A 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. With only one down, Jackson Haverkamp now off the bat. A third baseman, junior. Frazier, wide in his stance on the mound. Taking his time here before winding up the pitch. Here it goes. Change up down the plate for strike one. Nasty pitch there by Frazier off the delivery. Jackson Haverkamp this season, 84 plate appearances, a batting average of .250 with 21 RBIs on the year. He got two runners in that position. He cranks one out here to center field. Center fielder is running up to it. He's got the snag, and no runners will advance. As Jack Mackey, they didn't want to attempt that tag on third. What an incredible catch out in center field by Sagenhagen. And make a sliding catch. That one fell down. That would have been a blooper for potentially two. Now Camden Schmitz is now up the bat. Pitching senior here for Nemaha Central. A lefty battling against the righty Frazier. Base is still loaded. First pitch to him. Change up inside. 4-1. Schmitz batting seventh in the order. Heinen, Isaac Heinen on deck batting eighth. Designated hitter. 1-0 count on Schmitz. Here's the pitch. Another changeup. This one is dangerously launched out in right field, but Sagenhagen is looking to make another out, and he does. Back-to-back catches out from Sagenhagen in center field. Gets Holton out of the jam. Nemaha Central and puts up one run in the bottom first on a leadoff home run by Carter Stahlbaumer. It's 1-0. Nemaha Central over Holton here on 92.1 KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Smell that? Spring is officially in the air. Cleaning out winter clutter? Let's tidy up that checking account.
Ready to grow your savings? We'll help you plant the right plans.
Big spring projects?
We've got friendly advice and simple solutions to help them bloom.
Because here, you're more than just an account number.
You're our neighbor.
Spring into friendly banking today.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head up to the top of the second inning right now. Nemaha Central, 1-0 lead over Holton with a leadoff home run from the bottom of the first. Coming up here for Holton is Caleb McCrory, Grant Warner, and Cody Rodriguez. Schmitz here again up on the bump for Nemaha Central. He has pitched 34 innings this season. He has started in 10 games, getting his 10th start today. He's 5-0 on the season, looking for his 6th win. First pitch, fastball blown right by McCrory. A real heater there. 0-1, next pitch, fastball, clip in the right corner. That is for strike two. Schmitz coming up with some heat here, back-to-back. An 0-2 count now, McCrory's going to have to protect. Here's the next pitch. This one's way high, upstairs, for 1-1. McCrory this season is 82nd plate appearance. Next pitch, low fastball swung on and batted straight back into the netting. It remains a 1-2 count for this year, batting a .426 average, OPS of 1,224, 26 hits on the year. Next pitch, finding that right corner again, the sweet spot for strike three. And before it goes down, not swinging. Now back-to-back K's here for Schmitz. Schmitz this season has struck out 40 batters, leading the team in strikeouts. His first pitch to Warner here, down the plate for strike one. One of the most dangerous pitchers here out of the Big East. Next pitch on the 0-1, right into the dirt as it hits the backstop like a bullet. As for ball one, 1-1 count now on Grant Warner. Rodriguez on deck, Lee Ray in the hole. 1-1 count on Grant Warner. Here's the next pitch. Change up, a little off speed in the top corner. Up ball two. Warner this season is 79th plate appearance. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, chopped straight back. That'll even up on a 2-2. Warner 323 batting average. OPS just over 1,000, 20 hits on the year, pushing in 15 RBIs. Two home runs on the year as well. Next pitch, fastball swung on and missed for a strikeout. And that's three straight Ks now for Schmidt. A lot of confidence right now here in this senior leader for Nemaha Central. Three straight strikeouts. Trying to face the minimum here in the top of the second. First pitch to Rodriguez. Change up inside for strike one. Next pitch. Oh, way up inside. And that got a piece of, almost a piece of Rodriguez, but I believe it went off the bat. So it went off the glove. Here, a 1-1, next pitch into the ground, nearly, but picked up by the catcher, Thomas. Two balls now, one strike. Cody Rodriguez, the second baseman, this one laced out the center field. A sharp single in the first hit of the game here for Holton. Cody Rodriguez earns himself a first base knock. Now to that, Lee Ray, the right fielder, sophomore for Holton, batting seventh in the order. Runner on first, two down, first pitch to him, fastball down the plate, swung on miss. Schmitz has done a nice job, these pitch sequences, going from his fastball to his changeup. Here's another fastball. It is high and just at the top of the zone for ball one. Hasn't gotten a lot of swings, though, that high riser. 1-1 now with Callen Ray. Ray, the lefty, swung on a fastball, missed. One, two count now. Ray's going to have to protect with two down and a runner on first. Schmitz takes a peek back to first. Now he delivers. This one swung on out to left field, and it will go foul. Now the left corner. Now keep the count on a 1-2. But Ray's got the right idea here. Swinging on those strikes. Keeping this at-bat alive. 1-2, still the count on Ray. Here's the pitch. Outside to the left. For ball two. Not an up count, 2-2. But Cleet Ray. His 87th plate appearance in the season. Next pitch outside again, opposite of the batter. That is ball three. A full count now for Cleet Ray. Cleet Ray, who averages 262 this season. Full count. Next pitch. Fastball way inside under the knees. That'll walk Cleet Ray. A nice job working that count. 1 point down, 1-2. got some contact on a foul ball and worked three straight balls to his favor. Earned himself a walk to first. Rodriguez now on second. He is in scoring position for Corbin Fox. Well, and just three seniors here on this Holton roster. He plays out in left field. First pitch to him is high and swung on. Missed for Fox. That'll be strike one. Schmidt hasn't got a whole lot of swings that high fastball. That's one a little lower, swung on a miss, and Fox, he has been under on now back-to-back heaters. Fox down 0-2. Here's the pitch, way low, looking for a knee buckler. Didn't get it. A 1-2 count now on Corbin Fox. Runners on first and second. This one knocks straight back. Now keep it on the 1-2. Fox here on the 1-2. Change up high, out. For ball two. 2-2 count now. Two balls, two strikes on Corbin Fox. And needing to protect here. Next one, fastball upstairs. And now, back-to-back batters have worked full counts. Last thing Schmitz wants to do is load the bases here. He got the first two outs of this inning. But back-to-back Ks, he's issued a hit and a walk. He'd like to get this final out. Next one, in the corner for strike three on Corbin Fox. Painting the canvas nicely. And Schmitz gets out of the top of the second. Email Central still leads over Holton 1-0, leaving two stranded here in the top. Be back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1. Kane's JV, bottom of the second inning. 1-0. Nemaw Central leads over Holton. Nemaw Central, the 5 seed here in this Regional 1 tournament. Holton, number 12, first pitch to Heinen. Swung on and missed for strike one. Nemaw Central loaded the bases in the bottom of the first, but were not able to get any runs produced out of it. The only run came from a leadoff homer from the sophomore Carter Stolbomber. Junior Heinen here. The second pitch delivered high and up for ball one, now on a 1-1 count. 1-1 count here on Isaac Heinen, the designated hitter. And for Mason Chilion, the flex. Next pitch, swung on. Missed. Brings it to a 1-2. Isaac Heinen, eighth in the batting order. On deck is Charlie Rodenhouse, the senior. Refine out the bottom of the order for Nemaw Central before getting up back to the top. Here's the next pitch, way outside to the right for ball two. 2-2 count on Isaac Heinen. Wooden bat. No batting gloves. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball, and that was a big whiff by Heinen. Gone down swinging. Now the bottom batter in the order, Charlie Rodenhouse, the left fielder for Nemaw Central. Strong running out the season, 44 plate appearances. His first pitch, fastball swung on, out to the third base bag, snagged, and thrown on a rope to first. A play from McCrory to Warner. Right on time. Two up and two down now as we head up to the top of the order. For Nemaha Central, Carter Stahlbaumer. Got the leadoff home run to start this game, the only run produced. First pitch, changeup down the plate for strike one. And Carter Stahlbaumer this season, 24 hits on the year, two home runs. Leads the team in homers now. Next pitch, way out for ball one. 1-1 count. As a reminder, tomorrow we have another game on I-2.1 KNZA with Valley Heights taking on the Jackson Heights Cobras. We'll have the matchup at 5 o'clock. This next pitch swung on and laced out to left. Carter, Stahlbaumer, and back-to-back innings, back-to-back hits. He's got a home run. Now he's got a single. But the single's with two outs. Jack Mackey. He was left stranded on third in that last inning in the first. He's able to get on base via a single. First pitch, low, and a takeoff here to second base, and the steal is good for Carter Stahlbaumer. He gets there in time. There's also a ball on Jack Mackey. But now he's got a runner in scoring position. And Stahlbaumer has a chance to come through for his second run of the game. And here the catcher, Wheeler's going to go talk to Frazier. One thing I just mentioned was the start time. Again, start time tomorrow being 5 o'clock. Most games in our area being 5 o'clock. This one being a rare exception at 2. And the reason is why is because of needing officials for multiple games. I was able to talk to one of the officials of tonight's match, today's matchup, over at first base, and Terry Smith. He's actually going to do this game right afterwards. He's going to make a 20-minute drive to Sabetha and then do their game at 5 o'clock. So shout-out to Terry Smith on knocking out two games here in the local Emaw County area. The meeting between Frazier and Wheeler ends and comes back to Mackey here on a 1-0 count with a runner on second. That is Stahlbaumer with a decent lead. Next pitch, low, nice little sinker. Got Mackey swinging. Brings it to a 1-1. Single could score Stahlbaumer here. 1-1 count. Frazier the lefty versus the righty. And Mackey, next pitch, fastball. This one went into the ground, so the swing was no contact from Mackey, and the runner was able to advance. So now Stahlbaumer's on third. Mackey is down, though, 1-2 in his count. A lazy single could score. But you got to get a hit here, two outs. Here's the pitch. This one, a changeup down Broadway. And that'll get us out of the second inning. Frazier, a nasty off-speed pitch to leave the runner stranded on third and Stahlbaumer. It's still 1-0 in Emaw Central over Holton. They go up to the top of the third, Holton up to that. And here on 92.1 KNZA.
Farms are independent. They use hard work and ingenuity to scratch out a profit. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha is a locally owned, independent insurance agency representing multiple farm carriers. They take time to learn about your farm and then educate you on how to transfer risk with a carrier that fits your operation. Give them a call, 785-284-7611, or stop by their office in downtown Sabetha to learn more.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third we go here, 92.1 KMZA. It is Nemaha Central over Holton, 1-0. Holton there up the bat. It is Cannon Sagenhagen, and the first pitch to him is towards the outside, but in for strike one. Sophomore center fielder, next pitch, gets him in a jam here. Fastball for strike two. Second inning here in the bottom of the order. He had two impressive catches out in center field. Back in the top of the first for Holton. There, this fastball goes right down the plate, and that is a three-pitch strikeout on Sagenhagen. Schmitz, he has now recorded 5 Ks here in the matchup. 44 strikeouts now in the season. Jared Abel here top of the order. We head back two for Holton with one down. And the first pitch to Abel is a little high for ball one. Last time Abel was up, grounded right up into shortstop. One oh, here the count on Abel. And the next pitch as low for ball two. Abel this season, 63 plate appearances, a batting average of .327, 17 hits on the year, 2-0 count on the shortstop Abel, and a high fastball swung on a miss. Abel just a little under on it. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. This one is dished out to the second baseman. Picked up, thrown to first, and it is on time. What a play. Stall bomber to Jack Mackey. We've seen some nice infielding here from Nemaha Central in today's game. That is one thing both these teams talked about. I was able to talk to both these head coaches before today's matchup, and both teams, you know, going back to what Nemaha Central said, their head coach in Truber Mayberry, and one thing he quoted me as first pitch here to Wheeler as a strike. He told me for the game, the keys will be to throw strikes and play clean defense behind our pitchers. Offensively, we'll need to put the ball in play and eat tough outs to get. So again, playing that clean defense, something that, in quote, Mayberry said, and that isn't what their infield has delivered so far. This next pitch to Wheeler is out for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch, low to the corner for ball two. Wheeler 2-1 count. Cade Kohlberg, the designated hitter, on deck, the junior. Three juniors actually start off this order here for Holton as his next pitch. High jams the batter for strike two. Wheeler sets himself back up in the box. High stance. 2-2 count. Schmitz looking for his 7th strikeout, and he's got it. Correction, it's 6th strikeout. And that will finish out the inning. Facing the minimum, Schmitz from the top of the third. We head up to the bottom of the third. Nemaha Central 1, Holton 0 here on 92.1 KMZA.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsvks.com, member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head down to the bottom of the third here on 92.1 KMZA, a regional quarterfinal here between Nemaha Central and Holton. Nemaha Central 1, Holton 0. Caleb Henick up to bat, third in the order. Levi Thomas on deck and Carter Hike in the hole. Nemaha Central, so far just one run this game, coming up from their leadoff man back in the first inning. Carter Stahlbauer on with a home run. Have not produced any runs since. They left three stranded in the first and one stranded out in the second. I think Stahlbauer on third. First pitch and Enoch fouled. Four strike one. Or excuse me, it was one under ball. One ball, no strikes. Here on Enoch, a shortstop. Next pitch to him will be just outside for ball two. Enoch last time up, popped up to the third baseman, McCrory. Next pitch here, inside fastball, and McCrory is right there on it again. That time a frozen rope, and what a snag from third base. Tell you what, Blaine, one thing we've seen from both these teams, that these infielders, they are playing very clean.
Yeah, it's been a great game so far here by both teams. I mean, honest, the only reason why NC has their solo run is that solo shot in the very first at-bat. And so I expect this game, I think, just going to be straight defense.
Yeah, and again, I kind of talked about both these coaches before coming today. Both of them really said that we just can't really shoot ourselves in the foot. That was the one note that I was given from Holton's head coach, Joe Purcell, was we just can't shoot ourselves in the foot, can't get behind on ourselves with those unfortunate errors. But here's a lay down center field. This is Levi Thomas, a hard-hit stand-up double. Levi Thomas using that pencil bat to draw himself up a hit, and a courtesy runner will come in for him. That'll be Kendall Bergman, the freshman, now on second base. A one-out double, and now Carter Hike is up to bat. And his last time up, earned a four-pitch walk. As well, as anyone know, probably wouldn't want to pitch to a guy who's one of the best hitters in this state. Here's the first pitch here. This one's a little outside for ball one. Carter Hike is still waiting that first pitch that is hittable. He was stranded on first, back in that first inning. Leads the team on a batting average over 400. Frazier looks back, here delivers the pitch. This one inside, swung on, fouled straight back. And that'll be the first strike of the game against Hike. Took six pitches.
Now, I'll admit, I've played Carter Hike over Rec Ball League, and one thing I do know for sure is that this Carter Hike's got an arm. Obviously, we've seen that from football, but in baseball too. One time, there's a ball that went past our second baseman, and I told the kid on second to go third, and Carter got him on a nice rope.
That's the kind of strength he has. Of course, his batting strength also outmatched. Here on the 1-1 pitch is low as it goes back to the backstop. That's a wild pitch that'll allow the runner on second to get to third. That's Bergman, the courtesy runner. And now Hike, just a sacrifice, good score of the runner. You know he was looking for a big hit here. 2-1 count on Hike. Jackson Havelkamp on deck. Kim the Schmitz in the hole. Hike leading many categories here on this team this season. Next pitch, high fastball swung on and fouled straight back. It's out 2-2. mentioned earlier that Hayek leads the team, 28 runs, 27 stolen bases, and an average of 431. 2-2 count. Fastball down the middle, and that will be fouled straight back once again. Hayek is in on these pitches. Just needs to get that perfect connection. Still 2-2. 1-0 game, Nemaha Central over Holton here in the bottom of the third. Runner on third for Nemaha Central. Next pitch, changeup high and upside for ball three. A full count on Carter Hayek. Can he earn his second walk of the game? Here's the next pitch. It is low inside for ball four. Carter Hayek. Back-to-back plate appearances. He has earned walks. Now runners in the corners with one out. Jackson Haverkamp now on deck. They're up to bat, but Camden Schmidt's on deck. Last time Haverkamp popped out to center field. Big RBI opportunity here waiting. And Hayek is just going to...
I think they're calling that a balk.
Yeah, they're going to call a balk here on the pitcher. So Hayek got the pitcher kind of jumbled there. And an awkward move from Frazier, that allowed Levi Thomas to score. And Hayek gets that second base. So, well, now Frazier, I think, was looking for maybe an explanation. And I think he just got it. And I think the umpire, knowing the way he moved his shoulder off the mound, so... That was a balk. That allowed Levi Thomas, his courtesy runner, Bergman, to come through and score. Now Carter Hikes on second. Haverkamp still the runner in scoring position. This one, low fastball. Lowered and swung on, but out of play. For strike one. Definitely the way you don't want to give up a run. Nemaha Central will definitely indeed take it. Hike on second. One down. Jackson Haverkamp. 0-1, waiting the pitch. Frazier delivers a low fastball, and that gets right by the catcher Wheeler. That'll be another wild pitch that allows a runner to go from second to third. Right now, Frazier just maybe needing to calm down a little bit here up on the bump. Sacrifice could still score the runner on third here. It would even be better. There's the 1-1 fastball swung on out to center left field. This one has the outfielders going back. It hits the wall. It's a stand-up double. It's an RBI double at that as well. Carter Hayek comes through and scores from third. Jackson Haverkamp on second. Records his first RBI of the game. Haverkamp, that was his 22nd RBI of the season. Now Camden Schmidt's up to bat. Lefty v lefty matchup now. Schmidt's the seventh in the batting order. So a balk that allowed Levi Thomas's courtesy runner to come through and score, and Bergman and then Carter Hayek scored on a RBI double from Jackson Haverkamp. Nemaha Central now leads 3-0 over Holton here in the bottom of the third with just one out. Runner still on second. Change up low. And now we go for ball one on Camden Schmidt. His last time up, he ended the first with a pop out the center field. That was on an incredible play from Sagan-Hagen, but back to back catches out center field for some miraculous outs. Here's a change up down the plate. Four strike one on Schmidt. Definitely a lot of cookies today have been left over the plate. 1-1 count on Schmitz now. Frazier delivers the off-speed pitch, low as it dips, for ball two. And this is the third start of the season here for Frazier. He has not picked up a win or a loss this year. 2-1 count on Schmitz. Frazier looks back to second. Here's the offering outside to the right for ball two. Ball three, excuse me. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count now on Schmitz. Been all Nemaw Central so far in this early going in this game. Frazier takes a couple of looks back to second, delivers a high fastball, up the zone on Schmidt, and that'll walk the batter. That is the now fourth issued walk of the game here from Frazier. And now a courtesy runner will come in for Nemaw Central. It'll be Vince Schmidt, the sophomore. Second courtesy runner here to come in this inning for Nemaw Central. And it looks like there's going to be a mound meeting for Holton, as, again, another walk issued by Frazier, his fourth of the game. He's given up just two runs in this inning. A runner sits at first. As Haverkamp, he sits at second. Heinen up to bat. Charlie Ronninghouse on deck in the bottom of the order. And we kind of mentioned it, you know, right now, Nemaw Central on a good start to begin this game. They've been eliminating mistakes, errors, but their at-bats, they've been very clean.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're just really good with the zone right now. I mean, there's been obviously a lot of balls, and they haven't reached or swung for anything silly, or I guess you could call it something outside of the zone by a lot. And so they've been keeping this game a lot close by just being good awareness with the strike zone.
Yeah, one thing I noted when I was speaking to head coach Mayberry, talking about this senior class particularly, they've been a great group. He has coached this group and been a part of it since their seventh grade year, and they got a lot of individuals who've constantly showed up, whether in the weight room, the offseason workouts, and a lot of these younger kids that they've seen for Nemaw Central have some production is kind of thanks to the leadership of that senior class. So Frazier will stay up on the bump here. We go to Heinen. And a second at bat. First time he struck out was in the second inning, last inning, first pitch, and this is on it straight back into the fencing. That might have almost clipped Heinen. That ball was kind of low on the bat there, so it probably gave a little bit of a shake and a sting to Heinen. Run on first and second. Only one out here in the bottom of the third. Nemaw Central 3-0 over Holton. Yeah, battered timeout. Heinen out of the box. He'll step back in. Get no batting gloves, wooden bat. All traditional here. 0-1 count, now showing bunt, pulls back, gets the ball. Now it's a 1-1. So Isaac Heinen looking to try to progress these runners. He does need a hitter in the order for Nemaw Central. That move him off to second and third, potentially. He shows bunt again on the 1-1, knocks it down right in front of the pitcher. The throw will be to third, but it will be safe. That is Jackson Haverkamp, who slid in there safely. So you don't get the out at first. Haverkamp just had such a good leadoff second. And now the bases are loaded with only one out. Nemaw Central was in this exact same situation back in the first. And they couldn't produce any runs, but this has been an ending of runs for them. They produced two. Charlie Ronninghouse, bottom of the order, last time grounded out. High stance, high raise the bat, no gloves. The left fielder for Nemaw Central, first pitch to him, off speed, a little bender, but doesn't hit the zone. That is ball one. Ronninghouse this season, a batting average of .265. He's got 10 RBIs on the year. He's got a chance to add a couple. 1-0 here, the count. Next pitch, this one just outside for ball two. Staying patient with this count. And just what me and Blaine were talking about is how Nemaw Central has been seeing this zone today. It's like the Matrix. They are slowing things down and just taking the best that they can take. And here's a chopper that'll go to third. The throw is to home, and it's dropped. So the run will come through. Ronninghouse will get credited with that RBI. He'll get his 11th RBI of the season. So Holton looked to try to protect home plate there, but unfortunately they were not able to get the play. It's the second time that they've tried to get the closest runner to home.
That was a great play there, though, by a third baseman there. It was just smart awareness to know that, I mean, there's no force. It's a force out anywhere, and so the number one place to go is home, probably. At least try to keep that score a little bit closer going into these back half of the innings, back half of the game.
Yeah, it was a great initial play there by McCoy, but unfortunately it was just a drop by Wheeler at the end. Here, the first pitch to Stahlbaumer, down the plate for strike one. So again, some miscues here have led to some runs for Omaha Central. Base is still loaded, one out. Stahlbaumer, he is 2-for-2 today. Low fastball gets him jammed. He hits it out left. Foul for strike two. Now down 0-2. Again, Carter Stahlbaumer, though, he's had productive days. The sophomore has the leadoff home run that begun this game out the center left, and then the single laced out the center back in the last inning. He is at back-to-back innings with hits. Here's the pitch. Way under the zone for ball one. Stahlbaumer this season batting over .333, 25 hits on the season. Second hits on the team, just right behind Caleb Heenick, who leads the team with over 30. Next pitch outside for ball two. 2-2 count. Base is loaded, still only one out. Top of the order, Carter Stahlbaumer, a 2-2 pitch. And a bender just outside the zone. It's a full count now on Carter Stahlbaumer. Frazier has walked four batters in this game. Will he walk his fifth? But the base is loaded here. Emo Central will also bat around here after Stahlbaumer, as it'll go up to Mackey. And here's an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed, and that's a strikeout on Carter Stahlbaumer. A must-needed K from Frazier comes up in a big time. Now Jack Mackey comes up, and officially Emo Central is batted around here in the inning. All nine have seen the plate. Mackey, he has seen it in three straight innings now. First pitch, off-speed below, and out for ball one. Mackey is 1-for-2 today, a single back in the first, and he struck out back in the second. 3 Ks today for Frazier. Base is still loaded with two down here in the bottom of the third, and Washington Central has produced so far three runs. 4-0 is the score, MC over Holton. And a fender in for strike one on Mackey. One count now on Jack Mackey. An RBI opportunity. Monty V. Righty. Another bender, this one just out for ball two. After Mackey, it's Caleb Heenick on deck. Levi Thomas in the circle. Emo Central looking to get a couple of ribbies to come through. These bases loaded. 2-1. Here's a hard hit out the left field. That'll drive in two as the runner will head to third. No force out at home. Two runs come through. A clean two RBI, two out double from Jack Mackey. I got Roddinghaus all the way over to third. Camden Schmidt and Isaac Heinen both able to come through and score. Omaha Central now having piled on five runs here in this bottom third inning. And 10 have come to the plate. First pitch to Heenick, the fender high, or ball one. And how many times have you probably heard from Omaha Central side, good eye, today?
I've ran out of fingers to count on.
They have taken a lot of good pitches here. And this one swung on, popped out to center field. It's going to be a blooper put down by Heenick. Two runs will come through, and trying to chase himself to second, he will be safe as Heenick. Incredible. So it still only goes down as a single. But Heenick, he gets himself to second and cleans the bases. Both Mackey and Roddinghaus come through. And I think Enoch may have hurt himself on the slide in, but there may also just be a pitching change here, as Nemaha Central has scored 7 runs in the bottom of the third. Or, excuse me, this wasn't the runner who hurt themselves. This was the
pitcher
who hurt himself. That's Frazier. So Frazier's down right now. Not seeking immediate medical attention or anything. He's just in a low crouch. But 7 runs have come through here in the bottom of this third inning for Nemaha Central, in which we've had back-to-back hits with 2 outs that have recorded 2 runs. 2 RBI double by Jack Mackey and a 2 RBI single from Caleb Henick.
Looks like there will be a pitcher change.
So we'll have a pitching change. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout, get the number, name the name. Right now, we're still in the bottom of the third. It is 8-0 Nemaha Central over Holton. We take 30 seconds aside here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For Frazier will be Tucker Terry coming up here. He's got 7 strikeouts on the season, an ERA of 6.7. And he'll be coming in here to look to try to come in and turn this game around against Nemaha Central. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Nemaha Central has still kept this train rolling. They have sent 11 up to the plate. 7 have come through and scored. Back-to-back hits have resulted in 2 runs each. Well, Jack Mackey dropping down a 2 RBI, 2-out double, and Caleb Henick dropping down a blooper out in center field. They recorded 2 ribbies as well. But Jack Mackey here this season has now recorded 17 RBIs. And then Caleb Henick has recorded himself a hefty few as well, as he has recorded 12. So Levi Thomas now comes up to bat. He started this inning with runs. It was the first run that came through and scored. He scored off a balk after reaching on a double. Representing using the pencil back. Tucker pitching now is a righty. Facing lefty Levi Thomas. This one almost looking like kind of a slider coming out of the hand. A little sidearm action, but it hits the zone for strike one. Levi Thomas, 1-for-1 today. Earned a walk back in the first inning. Had a double earlier in this. Next pitch, high, swung on and fouled. And that'll put Levi Thomas on an 0-2. 2 down the bottom of this third. 8-0 score, Nemaha Central over Holton. Carter Hike on deck and Jackson, Haberkamp in the hole. Nemaha Central, again, they have won 13 consecutive games against Holton dating back to 2019. They have played in every season since against each other, exempting that COVID season 2020. Here's a fastball down the middle and Thomas ropes out the center field. That'll score Henick on from second. And it's a 2-out RBI single for Levi Thomas. And a courtesy runner will come in again for Levi Thomas. Kendall Bergman. They scored that run for Thomas earlier on that balk. Now, eight runs, have scored here in the bottom of the third for Nemaha Central. Majority is coming. With 2 outs. Carter Hike now, up to bat, run on first 2 outs. First pitch, bender inside, 4-1. Carter Hike today, he's been productive. He has earned 2 walks. Worked a full count his last at-bat, and his first one is a 4-pitch walk. scored his last time. That was also in this inning. As now 12 have come to the plate for Nemaha Central in this bottom third. Next pitch, swung on, contact. It'll go straight back to the backstop. It'll go down for strike two. No balls, two strikes on Carter Hike. Interim batting average this season over 400. But now 29 runs on the year. Lead his team. 0-2 count. Here's the fastball. It is just under the zone. It takes a second leap by Thomas's cursor runner. Bergman is in there safely for the steal. He puts himself in scoring position. Carter Hike has got his sights on a big hit here. 1-2 count. Tucker looks back. Ranges himself forward. Delivers a fastball just under the zone again for ball two. That's back-to-back fastballs that just clipped under the box. And Tucker, he had to come in here for Frazier as Frazier showed a little bit of pain. Due to count on Hike. Tucker looks back. Looks back again the second. Now here's a delivery. Hike chops this one. It's going to be snagged in the second baseman and thrown on time. The first, a play from Rodriguez to Warner. That finally ends this inning here for Holton. But Nemaha Central, 8 runs in the bottom of the third. It's a 9-0 game. Nemaha Central over Holton. We got up to the top of the fourth here on 92.1 KMZA.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head up to the top of the fourth inning. It is all Nemaha Central, 9-0 over Holton. Cade Kohlberg up the bat, third in the order here for Holton. Holton's got a big dish to get out of here. And this first dish to Kohlberg is, well, but swung on from Kohlberg for strike one. 0-1 count here on Kohlberg. Next pitch, this one, hard hit, but it is straight back for strike two. Nemaha Central, they piled on 8 runs in the bottom of the third, coming off 5 hits. Here's the next pitch to Kohlberg. This one is hit. It is up in the air towards right field, and that is snagged by Chuliance. Nation Chuliance, the flex here today for Nemaha Central, gets himself his first piece of action and records the out. That was a nice track, especially looking straight into the sun as well as it dawns behind us. In no wind here on a beautiful, nearly 80-degree day and sunny out here in Seneca, Kansas. Fastball pitch right on into McCrory. That nearly hits him. That is.
Maybe got the bat there.
I think it came
the knob
off
of the bat.
It did, so that'll go for strike one. Second time that's happened to McCrory today. Next pitch flowing outside for ball one. 1-1 count now on McCrory with Grant Warner on deck and Cody Rodriguez in the hole. Next pitch into the corner for strike one. And we talked about it. Winner of this matchup for strike two, 0-2 on the count. Next pitch swung on, fouled straight back. That'll keep it on two strikes. But again, what we talked about earlier in this game, winner of this contest will go on and either play Pleasant Ridge or Mar Hill. Mar Hill, which holds number four seed. Next pitch, low and away, 4-1. Or correction, ball two here. Don't have it updated on the scoreboard, but ump puts up the 2-2. 2-2 count. Here's a swing, and this is out to the left line. It drops down. That'll go down for a single for Caleb McCrory. That was perfect placement on that pop-up down the left line past the third base bag. McCrory earns himself a single. Now Warner up to bat. Rodriguez on deck and Ray in the hole. Warner is last time up, back in the second inning, struck out on a full count. Lefty expecting his first pitch. Fastball low to the corner, but in for strike one. McCrory there, he just picked up his 27th hit of the season. Actually, the second leading leader in hits this year for Holden. Next offering to Warner goes out for ball one. 1-1 count on Grant Warner, a sophomore first baseman for Holden. Next pitch, low into the dirt, stopped by Thomas. And that makes it now 2-1. Emile Central, the purple tops with the white numerals and the white pants. Holden Wildcats with the dark blue tops and the gray pants. Next pitch here at the bottom of the zone, but in for strike two. Exit now at 2-2. 2-2 count here on Warner. Again, last time he struck out a full count. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed on the high fastball. That is back-to-back K's for Grant Warner. And now Cody Rodriguez is up to bat. Sophomore Rodriguez recorded the first hit of this game and the only hit of this game for Holden back in the second inning. He was left stranded on second, and the first pitch delivered to him is in for strike one. So right now, the at-bat's just trying to get hot here. With two hits of the day for Holden. That second one was just recorded by McCrory as he sits at first, patiently with two outs. Next pitch, inside fastball, but just two inside for ball one. Schmitz gives a nod to Thomas, delivers the fastball into the corner for strike two. Schmitz has continued to pitch a gem today, only giving up two hits, has not even given up a run yet today, and he has delivered seven Ks. And here's a fastball down the middle that is popped out and dropped down out in the left field. Rodriguez gets his second hit of the day. A hard hit single. McCrory is now at second. Rodriguez is at first with his second hit of the day. Two for two. And Cleet Ray is now up the bat. Corbin Fox is on deck. And to find out the bottom third of this batting order, Gavin Sagenhagen, nine hole. First pitch low against Ray is into the dirt. Stopped by Thomas for ball one. Holden's got to take advantage here with two outs with a runner on first and second. Got to start producing some runs down 9-0 here in the bottom of the, or top of the fourth. Fastball delivery is just a little inside for ball two. Cleet Ray this season, 88 plate appearances, batting 260. Schmitz nearly making a throw to first, decides not to release it. Schmitz, the righty. And I think they're going to call potential balk here on Schmitz. We saw a balk called earlier. We're going to see here what it is. I think the umpires are going to talk this one through. So we saw an a balk on the Holden side from Frazier that allowed Bergman to score in that bottom third inning, and they will call a balk here this time against the Omaha Central and Schmitz, as again he tried to make a move to throw to first, didn't release it, but the way he got off was a little awkward. So that will constitute for the block. And Nema Central's coach is talking with the umpire right now. He is not very happy with this. This is a 2-0 count right now on Cleet Ray. He's in a good position now as that balk again, that moved the runners up. And I think they just gave the coach of Nemaha Central a warning. That's Holden's coach that was given the warning. He's just by the third base. So he's by the third base back. That's Joe Purcellding. Got it. But, yeah, and his team got the balk. So McCrory's at third, and Rodriguez is at second. So Ray with a chance with runners in scoring position, and this is going to be a four-pitch walk. This next one goes way out. So now the bases are loaded. I know it has been a whole lot of happy faces so far here for the Wildcats, but here's one that could potentially turn the table. The base is loaded, still two outs, but Corbin Fox, a senior leader here for this Holton team, is a big opportunity to get some ribbies. There's first pitch, fastball in the corner for strike one, and Schmitz, that was some real cheese behind that fastball.
That was a great location on that one, a little down and away, just to clip that zone. It was a nice first pitch there.
0-1, here's the next one, inside jam, that gets the swing, and Schmitz coming out with a nice pitch sequence here on Corbin Fox. Switching from the left to the right corner. Now he's got a lot of room to work with. But Fox on an 0-2 having to protect. But two down, the base is loaded. Holton needs to produce runs. Here's the next pitch. Swung on miss, and Schmitz gets out of the jam. Schmitz continues to pitch this gem as we head into the bottom of the fourth. Emaw Central 9 and Holton 0.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha today and drive with confidence.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth we go. Nemaha Central 9, Holton 0. Nemaha Central, they have been a hold of this game so far, halfway through, halfway done. They produced 8 runs in the bottom of the third. That middle of the order really got going. Levi Thomas opens it up with a double. 5 hits came through in that inning. So again, bottom of the fourth, Jackson Haberkamp up to bat. Cameron Schmitz on deck and Isaac Heinen in the hole. 6, 7, and 8. All up due here for Nemaha Central. That's the first pitch to Haberkamp. He's going to bend a little out for ball one. So again, Tucker, he's up on the mound for Nemaha Central for Holton as he came in for Frazier in that last inning. They're still behind the plate. Haberkamp on the 1-0. Tucker winds and deals. This one, a strike straight down center, past the second base back. Throw is to first, but not on time. Haberkamp beats out the throw. That goes down for a single for Haberkamp. Lays it off with a hit. Actually, the first get off hit for Nemaha Central since back in the first inning where Carter Stallower led off with a home run. And now Schmitz is up to bat. Heinen on deck and Roddinghouse, the ninth batter in the order, in the hole. Schmitz, the pitcher here today for Nemaha Central. Again, he has pitched quite the gem. 8 strikeouts, no runs given up, only 3 hits. First pitch up and high for ball one. Warner also here. He's still at first. Rodriguez at second. McCrory at third. Abel at shortstop. Fox out in left. Sagenhagen in center and Ray out in right. So lineup still here mostly the same for Holton despite the pitching change. Next pitch just inside for ball two. 2-0 count on Camden Schmitz, the lefty. 2-0 pitch, fastball, low to the right for ball three, and looking for a back pick to first, but Haverkamp slides in safely. Schmitz, now with a green light on a 3-0. Schmitz is actually showing bunt here on the 3-0, now pulls back and he steps back, and they call a balk on Tucker. That's the third balk today we've seen. You know, I'd be lucky to see a balk maybe one time in the game. We've seen it 3 times. Twice you're calling Holton. And Haverkamp, he's allowed to go to second base, so he's in scoring position. So you pretty much erase that pitch that was just thrown to Schmitz. So it remains a 3-0 here as Schmitz shows bunt. Here's the pitch. He pulls back and he's earned the walk. 4-pitch walk for Schmitz. So Haverkamp would have got second there anyway. And a courtesy runner is coming in for Nemaha Central. They have utilized them playing today as Vince Schmitz. He has came through and scored a run already today for Camden Schmitz. Schmitz earned a walk back in that third inning. And he was knocked in from Jack Mackey on a 2-out, 2-RBI double. Isaac Heinen out the bat. Running first and second, no outs. Here's a bunt. That's fouled to the left. For strike one. Heinen, his third plate appearance today. He is 0-for-1. Strikeout, reached off a fielder's choice in the last inning. In the third, but he's able to come through and score. Oh, 1 count now in Heinen. Isaac Heinen this season, batting .211. Just 8 hits on the year. Fastball down the plate and recorded for strike two. Isaac just trying to find some contact here. Glove only in the left hand. 0-2 count. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Inside, lace to left, but that is foul. So some good contact. Just couldn't pull it fair. Just got to wait on a little bit longer. In a little bit early there. Wind starting to breathe a little more here out of the east. So a beautiful sunny 80-degree day here down in Seneca, Kansas. Fastball, this is lifted out to center field. Getting under it is Sagenhagen, and he's got it. There is a tag applied on second, but the runner will not advance. Eventually, if Haverkamp was on third, he would have taken off, but instead he will stay held back. So no damage is done. Sagenhagen records the out. His third pop-up of the day from center field that he has grabbed. And now Charlie Rodinghouse will finish out this bottom of the order for Nemaha Central with one down and a runner on first and second. Tucker looks back. Here he'll throw it to second, but back in there safely is Haverkamp. One down, bottom of the fourth, 9-0, Nemaha Central over Holton. Rodinghouse on the 1-0 will show a bunt, but will pull back as the pitch is high. Rodinghouse in favor of the count, 2-0. Rodinghouse with his 46th plate appearance this season, OPS of .683 coming into today, with 9 hits. Fastball inside, and that is laced out to the left field line again, out of play. Seeing a couple of these hits get pulled left. None have gone fair. Team Out Central, they've recorded a lot of extra base hits today, of course, starting off with a home run and the leadoff man, Carter Stahlbomber, today. Numerous doubles. Jack Mackey, in both Levi Thomas. And here on the 2-1, the pitch, the tag is the third, a throw to first, but the runner will be safe. But they get the out on third and Jackson Haberkamp. And Roddinghouse will reach off the fielder's choice.
Looks like McCroy is down on third base after making a throw. Might have twisted his ankle or something coming off the base or stepping onto it.
Yeah, McCrory, he kind of was awkward when he was letting go of that throw to first. So he is down right now. Two outs. Runners right now on first and second. That Schmitz at second and Roddinghouse at first. We'll see if McCrory can get up here and he's good to go. And yes, he is, as head coach Joe Purcell was able to check up on him real quick. And as he gets applause here from the audience, get up and shake it off. Again, kind of an awkward landing there. He's kind of stretching out that left leg. Not sure if that's what it is.
Probably twisted his ankles, like I said, coming off the bag a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. But still was able to make the impressive play at third. So gets the out. Runners just here on first and second. Roddinghouse, after reaching on the field of choice, they go back into the top of the order to Carter Stahlbomber. It's 2-for-3 today with a single, a home run, solo home run, that is, and a strikeout back in the third. Here in the fourth, he is batting now 4 straight innings. First pitch, high and up for ball 1. Our Stahlbomber has had a very productive day today. He has 88 now plate appearances on the season, actually one of the leaders in plate appearances in ABs. This one, a hit after the shortstop, and that is picked up nicely by Abel. That'll get Holton out of here to the bottom of the fourth with no runs given up this time against Nemaw Central. But NC still leads at 9-0 over Holton. They go up to the top of the fifth, where Holton will need to put some runs in here on 92.1 KMZA.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here there's a pinch hitter that came in, but a different number than what we have on the sheet. It is Landon Sawyer who is come in here for the pinch hitting position. So got that number just officially right there. So appreciate that. So it is Sawyer who's come in here at the bottom of the order, coming in for Cannon Sagenhagen for Holton. So he gets his first plate appearance here. And first pitch is high and out for ball 1. So Schmidt still up on the bump for Nemaha Central. And here this next pitch is low, swung on, and bad behind for strike 1. It's a 9-0 game. It's Nemaha Central over Holton here in the top of the fifth. 2 balls left count, 1 strike. Here's the next offering, and it's up and out for ball 3. For Holton, you need to get some runs to come through here. Nemaha Central could definitely hit the 10-after-5 run rule here in the bottom of the fifth. This next pitch, though, high against Sawyer, and he will earn the walk.
that's a great start for Holton, especially considering that run rule you were just talking about there. They just need one, literally just one, and that would just give them a little bit more of a comfort zone, more of a comfort than...
First time this game that Holton has got a leadoff man on. They have not been able to get a leadoff man on yet, but the pinch runner Sawyer comes in and earns himself a walk. Now Jared Abel is up to bat as Cameron Wheeler's on deck, and Cade Kohlberg is in the hole. We're at the top three of the batting order here for Holton. We're on first with no outs for the first time today for Holton. And here's a bunch shown. This will be fair. Left side. And a throw to first is in time. Throw to second. And they got the runner in a jam between second and third. They're going to have to toss it between. The runner will slip, and they will get the tag applied on Sawyer. So a double play is made, and that is a big base-running mistake for Holton.
Yeah, getting a little too confident there at second base. I mean, it was a great idea to maybe think about maybe going third, but really should have just watched it, maybe gave it a little shuffle here or two off that second base instead of being halfway and getting caught in that jam.
So, again, Abel placed a bunt down the left line. It was played great by McCroy, and he was able to, and he got thrown out at first. And then, again, the tag that was applied, I got out Sagan, Sawyer, I should say, and the pinch runner, or pinch hitter that came in, Sagan Hagen. Next pitch here to Wheeler is out for ball two. Wheeler here up the bat. His third play appearance today, he is 0 for 1 with a strikeout, but turned a walk back in the first. But he was thrown out at first as well. He was got out on a back pick. And next pitch here, swung on and fouled straight back for strike one. 2-1 count now on Cameron Wheeler. Just talked about it, making that positive play, being able to get a walk to begin the inning the first time, getting a lean-on man on, and unfortunately, you run into an accidental double play. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. It is swung on, picked up at shortstop. The throw is to first, and it's on time. Hienick with the frozen rope to Mackey, and that'll get us out of the top of the fifth. Three up and three down, just the minimum faced. 9-0, Nemaw Central over Holton with a chance to end this game here in the bottom of the fifth, coming up on that 2.1 KMZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth we go. A chance for Nemaw Central potentially winning this game with a 10-5 run rule. They lead 9-0 over Holton. That's coming up here in the order. It's Jack Mackey, Caleb Hienick, and Levi Thomas. Also, again, real quick, Nemaw Central, again, last year they finished 15-10 overall, 13-7 in the Big East. This year, 13-9 overall, going 12-8 in the Big East play. But last year, they were able to beat Hiawatha in the quarterfinal round, 12-2. Unfortunately, they lost in the semifinal to Sabetha, 7-4. And again, winner of this game will either take on Mar Hill or Pleasant Ridge. Mar Hill, who holds the number 4 seed, so... Nemaw Central number 5 and Holton number 12. First pitch here to Mackey is lasered out to center field, and that will go all the way to the wall, nearly a home run at 340, and then heading all the way to second, a stand-up double to start off this bottom of the fifth. And Jack Mackey is now 3-for-4 today. Two doubles and three hits. Nemaw Central has had four extra base hits, extra base hits today with three doubles and a home run. Now Caleb Hinnick is up to bat. He is 1-for-3 today. Again, Holton again cannot give up any runs here. And batter time called by Caleb Hinnick. It's a Nemaha Central team that has had a very solid season so far. First pitch to Hinnick. Low into the turn, and the runner will take off to third. The slide is going to be out. Jack Mackey is thrown out on the pick from Wheeler. What a play. That was the play you needed to make. And they got it. Now one out. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Hinnick. It is lasered out to the center. Or excuse me, lift up the center, I should say. And he's going to be easily picked up by Sagenhagen. So, Nemaha Central on base there to potentially end this one. But back-to-back great plays by Holton. That's two outs. Now Levi Thomas heads up the bat with the also iconic pencil bat. Today he's got two hits. He's 2-for-2, a double and a single. First pitch delivered way outside for ball one. The Nemaha Central team that is looking to go deep into the postseason this year. And head coached by Schuler Mayberry, who's been with the senior class since they were seventh graders. Would love to get them to that destination. Next pitch to Thomas is out for ball two. So, 0 count. Here's the pitch. Low fastball swung straight back into the netting for strike one. And this would be a huge bottom of the fifth if Holton can get us giving up no runs, especially after a leadoff double. 2-1 pitch off speed. It's picked up. It'll go foul. 2-2. On Levi Thomas, Carter Hike on deck, Jackson Haverkamp in the hole. Thomas here, the fourth of the batting order. The junior catcher. He's been a great catcher today. Behind the plate for Nemaha Central. 2-2 count, here's the offering, and that is down the plate, not even a swing from Thomas. And Holton keeps this thing going. 9-0, Nemaha Central still leads over the Holton Wildcats. We head up to the top of the sixth, though, here on KMZA.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Schmitz's day is over here for Nemaha Central as Mason Chilion will come in on to the bump. So Mason Chilion takes over for Schmitz. Schmitz, a beautiful day, 7 strikeouts, no runs, barely any hits here given up today. And we got a couple of defensive lineup changes. We'll get to those in just a second. So Schmitz, he went out to the outfield in place of Chulion. So where Chulion was out in right field and Schmitz was pitching, I believe they switched spots.
No, we have Schmitz now out in left field. It looks like number 2, Rottinghouse, is now in right field.
Okay, so they kind of switched the outfield order there. So just some small adjustments that is made. So Rodinghouse, who originally was at left, he is now, I believe, as you said, in center field. And Schmitz, he is now playing out in left. Again, Chulianz now here up on the bump for the Nemaha Central defensive lineup. But again, coming up here in the order for Holton, it's Cade Kohlberg, Caleb McCrory, and Grant Warner. Holton is down 9-0 right now in this top of the sixth. Holton looking for a postseason victory. This is the most wins in a season they've had since 2021. They went 12-6 that year. They've only picked up 8 wins this year, but again, they have made a constant improvement in the last couple of seasons. I mean, a winless one just a couple of years ago. Just 6 wins last year. First pitch delivered into Kohlberg is low and in for strike one. Kohlberg, designated hitter. Next pitch, fastball, lays out the shortstop. Nice pick up a candy hop. Here's the throw to first, and that is on time. Henick to Mackey, and what a play by Henick. That puts down the leadoff man. And now McCrory is up to bat, and Grant Warner on deck. One out. If you're holding, you need to produce runs. The 10-after-5 run rule still here applies. They're lucky to get out of it in the bottom of the fifth, giving up no runs in Nemaha Central. First pitch delivered to McCrory is low and out for ball one. Well, top hitters here on this team this season. And the next pitch is a high fastball that is swung straight back for strike one. Well, the highlights in the season from Holton is they took second to Topeka Capital John Moorhead Tournament. Fortunately, they did lose to Topeka High in the championship game. But, again, a season has been full of a lot of highs this year for Holton. This next pitch into the low corner for strike two. Regardless of a win or loss today, this is the Holton team that has been much improved and continues to find lots of improvement. This next pitch is low but swung on. McCrory strikes out swinging. Two up, two down. And Chulianz, after coming in, has been on fire. He has only pitched 20 innings this season. He has played in now 11 games. He has started 3 of his own. This season, he's also got 20 strikeouts on the year. 22 strikeouts on the season. Area of just 3.7. First pitch to Warner is in for strike one. And a swing and a miss as well. Warner, he's 0-for-2 today, 2 Ks, and the next pitch is, whoa, but just clipping in the zone for strike two. Warner, last time he struck out was on a 2-2 count. Time before that was a full count. He's on an 0-2, having to protect. And this is a fastball that bends down the middle of the plate, and the pitcher, I think, thought he got the out. They did not give it to him, though. That is a ball. A 1-2 count now on Grant Warner. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed and off speed. Gets the batter. That is a third strikeout today against Warner. Now we head to the bottom of the sixth. It is still Nemaha Central 9 and Holton 0 on 92.1 KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership. You'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years. But we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Terry Tucker still here up on the bump for the Holton Wildcats. He's got to pitch another shutout here in this bottom of the sixth inning we go. Nemaha Central is up 9-0. Can't go up a single run here. You'll have the 10-after-5 run rule applied. And that would progress Nemaha Central here in the postseason. That would and the whole Wildcat season as well. Holton, they have not been able to produce a run today. They've left plenty stranded. Carter Hike here up the bat for Nemoth Central. His fourth plate appearance today. He's reached base twice. He's 0 for 1. Both those reaches were off walks. First pitch, bender inside, but just a little outside the zone. And then your shoulder for ball one.
And since NC is up right now, if Holton doesn't manage to score any more runs, that's actually just forfeit at the end of that inning.
Well, Hike here, a big hit out to right field. That falls right down in front of the right fielder, Ray. So Hike gets himself up, but you're absolutely correct. So no matter really what here, it's either you end the game here in the bottom of the sixth, or Holton, you know, has to score bare minimum 9 runs at the top of the seventh to keep this game at least going.
Yeah, with Carter Hike now on base, that's a scary guy with his speed. Who knows, within a blink of the eye, he might be on third.
Is this team stolen bases this season with 27? Harry almost took off, but he actually slipped. Pitch here goes a little high for ball one. Jackson Haverkamp here batting. Cameron Schmitz on deck, and Isaac Heinen. And the hole, as a reminder, again, on 92.1 KMZ tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we'll have a start time there for the first pitch of Valley Heights and Jackson Heights. As here, Hike will take off his second, and he is safe. Hike, his 28th stolen base of the season. That puts himself in running or RBI position.
Won't be surprised here at all if he decides to try to take three.
Just could. Jackson Haverkamp, count still on him, 1-0. The sucker looks back, delivers the pitch. This is now a bunt. It will go down, and the throw will now be to third, but it is way late. That was a late-time decision. I think Tucker realized last second there that Hike is definitely going to be on third, and as soon as he turns around, he allows the runner on first to get there safely.
I think it was more of just the first baseman who decided to come down. Grant Warner tried to come down and help, and, well, he kind of needed to stop Hike, and there was no way to get an out at all because it wasn't a force out third, and there's no one first.
Winning run of the game is now on third base. Winner will either play Pleasant Ridge or Mar Hill. Mar Hill, the four seed, and here are this regional. Nemoth Central could face him here as the five. Here's the pitch inside for strike one. Runner takes off and is able to get in there. A nice steal, a stand-up for Jackson Haverkamp. So the take allowed Haverkamp to get to second. Runner on first and, or second and third. Camden Schmitz batting on 0-1.
Looks like we're going to have a coach come up here for the pitcher.
Oh, yeah. So Joe Purcell, he's going to have a conversation with the pitcher and Tucker because, again, you can't give up a run here or it's game. And, man, this has been an all Nemoha Central game. They could close it out here. And really, what's made Nemoha Central so successful so far in this contest?
It's been the hits. It's been a lot of great hits. I mean, first inning, you had the solo shot home run. It's really just to build that momentum. And then that third inning where they scored the 8 runs, it was just hit. It was multiple hits. I believe you said they had 5 hits in that inning. Not that many walks, which, I mean, yeah, there was quite a few. But, I mean, that was just some great eye. And then another thing was just pitching. Pitching was on key today. Not many hits have came from the Holton side today, and to be honest, it just kind of showed that NC was kind of showed up as the better team here.
Holton has struck out 10 times today. You kind of mentioned that pitching. Schmitz, he got 10 strikeouts, and Chulianz came in. He came in for relief there. He had back-to-back Ks there in the top of the six as he only faced the side. And right now, Joe Purcell is still talking here with his pitcher, Perry Tucker, up on the bump, again, trying to relax him mentally. Again, you got no outs here. The winning run on third.
I think that was more of just a whole team discussion here. I mean, talking about the scenario, I mean, you got no outs. Guys on third and second, I mean, it's no real force out unless you go to first. But if you go to first, most likely Carter Hike will come all the way home to scare the game-winning run. So it's just more of a talk scenario here. He's probably just talking to the whole team, trying to see if get his team figured out on the right page.
All right, now Cameron Schmitz trying to get his team to this next page. But this at bat, he's on an 0-1 count. To move on to the semifinal here in this regional. As That action will take place next week. Here, first pitch is into the dirt, but a nice stop by Wheeler keeps that one out in front as Tucker was able to make that rebound in front. Go for a ball, 1-1 now on the count on Schmitz. So a lot of pressure here is on Tucker, especially with no outs. Here's an off-speed pitch up and upstairs. For ball two. Game kind of comes all down to this. And it looks like they're going to choose to walk the runner. So Schmitz will go to first. And now
Eli
coming
Sudbeck.
In, Eli Sudbeck. Now getting his first plate appearance in this game, his 30th plate appearance this season. He batted just 182, an OPS of 478. There's four hits on the year and six RBIs, but he's coming into a big situation here for Isaac Heinen. Eli Sudbeck, he's a senior. He's got an opportunity to get his team on the postseason, so feel good moment if he can get this one in. First pitch is a off-speed one that hits the inner corner for strike one. And you're in a good situation if you're Nemaha Central. But the base is loaded and no outs.
You're also in a good scenario for Holton to get maybe, I mean, kind of hard to do, but a three-out play.
So here's the pitch, and this one is swung on out to center field. It is picked up in the center field by Sagan Hagen, but the tag up on third, and Hike runs it down home. So the pinch hitter, Sudbeck, comes in, gets his seventh RBI of the season, and this game comes to a close 10-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Nemaha Central over Holton, the 10-after-5 run rule. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back here for our postgame here on 92.1 KMZA.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a hands-on agriculture-focused job close to home? Ag Partners Cooperative is hiring for multiple operations-focused positions across our Northeast Kansas locations. You'll work with a great team, support the community you live in, and enjoy unbeatable benefits like great health insurance, strong retirement options, reliable and flexible hours, paid time off, and more. You will have more than just a job, but a place to build a future. Apply today at agpartnerscoop.com/careers. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We wrap everything up here in our post game on I-2.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kernan Prophet, Blaine Burdick, Seth Olson back in studio. Nemaha Central takes it 10-0 over Holton. It's after 5 run rule, taking it out in the bottom of the 6th with a game-winning sacrifice fly from the senior pinch hitter, Eli Sudbeck, who comes in, flies it out the center field, and was able to score. Carter Hike, but on Hike, he was able to come in up the tag from third and get the game-winning run. Nemaha Central will move on to the semifinal. either to play Pleasant Ridge or Mar Hill Mount Academy, a really solid baseball team. But, you know, talk about this matchup. It was all in Omaha Central as they came out hot. They came up with a leadoff home run shot by Carter Stahlbaumer, which begun this game. And the Omaha Central would leave three stranded in the bottom of the first. Holton would not find any runs throughout this game. Their most production would be leaving three stranded in the fourth. Omaha Central, they would get their most runs produced in the bottom of the third, with eight runs coming off five hits, a lot of doubles coming up in that inning as well, with three doubles, Jackson Haverkamp, Levi Thomas, and Jack Mackey, as Omaha Central would finish the game with five extra base hits, four doubles, and just one home run, that solo shot coming out from the leadoff man, Carter Stahlbaumer, in which that begun this game. Schmitz was the winning pitcher of today. Camden Schmitz, that is, for Omaha Central, who finished going just five innings and then also only giving up just three hits on the day and eight strikeouts, as Holton struck out a total of 10 times. Chilliams came in to clean things up in the top of the sixth. He got back-to-back Ks. So overall, a great day for Omaha Central. They move on in the postseason. They also pick up their 14th win here of the season. So overall, though, Blaine, what are some final thoughts here from this matchup?
I mean, you kind of said it all. I mean, NC just kind of came to the home field and didn't let the Wildcats try to pounce on their thunder. And, well, they kept that lead strong from the get-go, kept the morale high ever since the very first batter. And that was just kind of the main thing. NC coming in strong. So otherwise, other than that, I ain't got not much.
So the finals here from this game, here for starting off with the road team, is they finished with no runs, three hits, no errors, and left five on base. As Omaha Central, again, 10 runs, 11 hits, no runs, and seven left on base. One of the most impressive performances from today came from Jack Mackey, who reported three total hits, two doubles, a single, also a two-out, two RBI double that came back in the third inning, had a stand-up double there back in the fifth inning as well. So he led the day with three hits for Omaha Central. So again, a final score, 10-0. Omaha Central moves on to the semifinal here in the Class 3A Regional. From Crittenden Prophet, from Blaine Burdick, and Seth back in studio. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms, does one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.